It's been 3 months since the March 11th commuter train bombings in Madrid, Spain, and people are trying to put the tragedy behind them. Temporary memorials to the victims are being removed, and a parliamentary commission plans to conclude its investigation within the next few weeks. But not everybody's happy about this. Jerome Sokolowski talked to a group of relatives of the victims in a Madrid suburb.
A woman in a conservative blue outfit takes out a plastic bag filled with photos of her youngest child.
Estas son sus hermanas mellizas.
Look, this is him as a baby. Here, he's with his twin sisters. And here, on a trip with his high school class.
On the morning of Thursday, March 11th, Carlos Alberto García Presa was heading to work in Madrid when his commuter train was shredded by a series of explosions. The 24-year-old was one of the nearly 200 people killed in the attack, carried out by suspected Al-Qaeda terrorists. His mother, Maribel Presa, feels as lonely as ever as she struggles to cope in a country that's ready to move on.
One thing I'm coming to realize is that in this country, we forget our dead very easily.
Maribel Presa and her husband, Teodoro García, are sitting at an old worn table in a community center in the suburb of Vallecas. It's just a few blocks away from Santa Eugenia Station, where one of the four trains blew up that morning. The center has become a regular meeting place for the Association of Victims of March 11th. The casual meetings around the table here often function as a kind of group therapy. About 2,000 people were injured in the attacks. One man here lost his wife. Another struggles with his hearing. Yet another limps on a leg wounded by flying metal fragments. These people feel they are often forgotten in a nation getting over its worst terrorist tragedy. Last month, millions of people swarmed into Madrid for the wedding of Spain's future king to a TV anchorwoman. Spanish commentators said the nation was once again able to party while respecting the memory of the dead.
Son los reyes de España. Es una monarquía. Está muy bien.
They are royalty, and Spain is a monarchy. That's fine. But I think the wishes of the dead and their families deserve some more respect.
Rita Betancourt is another bereaved mother at the community center. Before the wedding, 190 trees, one for each victim, were planted as a memorial garden along the route of the royal motorcade. She thinks the garden had more to do with covering a construction site so that it couldn't be seen from the newlyweds' Rolls-Royce.
I read in the press that they took it apart because they are moving it to a city park. Well, pardon the expression, but I don't want my son's tree to become a peeing post for neighborhood dogs.
Rita Betancourt and her husband moved to Spain from Ecuador so that her only son, José Luis, might have a better future. Now his parents feel left in a strange country with no purpose left in their lives. The boy dreamed of one day becoming a screenwriter. Instead, he died on a train on March 11th.
I calculated by the departure time that my son was probably on that train. But when I found out that it had been four trains, then I knew my son was on one of them. He was my only son. I'm getting by as best as I can.
One of the things that upsets the relatives is the way the memorials to the dead are being removed. The candles and flowers at the Atocha train terminal, site of the worst carnage, have been taken away after railway workers complained that it shredded their nerves. Now the memorial has been replaced by a video display of the shrine, complete with background music. Just up the road from the train terminal, Parliament is also trying to close the chapter on the tragedy. Hearings are being held to investigate whether the former conservative government misled the nation by blaming the attack on the Basque separatist group ETA. Parliament is also looking into allegations that the socialists tried to make political capital out of the bombings to win elections 3 days later. Lawmakers said the hearings are meant to clear up the lingering issues so that Spain can put March 11th to rest. Whatever the outcome, relatives like Maribel Presa feel they've been treated as political pawns.
We've been used, totally, because while the TV cameras were turned on, they promised us everything.
Madrid's political leaders have congratulated themselves on their response to the tragedy from the moment the bombs went off. Francisco Ferre Navarrete heads the Greater Madrid Department of Mental Health and is in charge of emergency psychological counseling. He says his teams responded quickly.
At 8 o'clock, we'd heard there had been some bombs, and by 10 o'clock, we already had two teams of psychologists on the scene.
But many relatives feel the long-term care has been lacking. Rita Betancourt felt bullied into moving forward. She recalls that a municipal psychologist assigned to help her thought it was enough to telephone her once every 2 weeks.
Now she's been calling once a month because she says it's time to get over it.
The psychologist also advised against going to meetings with other relatives because, she said, it would impede her recovery. There is a tension between those who want to forget and those who feel they need to remember, says Carmen Gonzalez, who lectures on collective memory at the UNED University in Madrid. She says Spaniards would have found it more difficult to get over the events of March 11th if they had been committed by Basque terrorists, the enemy within. Instead, because it was an act of Islamic terrorism, Gonzalez says the attack now seems far from the daily lives of most Spaniards, who treat it like a natural disaster, unlikely to happen again. At the community center, the relatives talk about their loved ones and show each other photos. For them, the tragedy of March 11th will always be a part of their lives. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Sokolowski in Madrid.